Chapter 4. Home is where the heart is. I long, as every human being does, to be at home wherever I find myself. Maya Angelou. Sunlight? It was sunlight again, but this time different, muted and softer. Tony sat up with a start. Now where was he? With the question, everything instantly returned. The tunnel, the trails with the myriad of choices, the door, Irishman Jack, the other man. The other man. That was the last he remembered. Was he still dreaming? Was he in a dream inside a dream? He had been asleep, or dreaming that he slept. The sun streamed through curtains, lighting the room well enough to reveal he had awoken in a makeshift bedroom. A thin mattress covered a sagging spring frame. The blanket he had slept under was tattered and ragged, but clean. Pulling back the curtain, he spied the same sprawling countryside he had briefly seen from the portal in the wall. When had that happened? Last night, or yesterday, or never? Stone walls rose in the far away, and inside of them were terraced open spaces, trees growing haphazardly, some in clumps, others solitary. A few buildings dotted the landscape, barely noticeable and unremarkable. Tony heard a knock at the door. Three taps, like before, and Tony steadied himself against the wall, prepared for another inside-outside switch. Come in? It came out more a question than an invitation, but it didn't seem to matter. Can you grab the door? Came a vaguely familiar voice from the other side. My hands are full and I can't open it. Sure, sorry, apologized Tony as he pulled the door inward. There stood the stranger from before, with the penetrating dark brown eyes, and suddenly Tony remembered, safe. This man said he was safe. Safe had been a relief, but was now deeply perplexing. Okay if I come in? The man said with a grin, holding a tray of coffee and pastries. He appeared about the same age as Tony, dressed in jeans and a woodsy shirt,